Exercises 5 and 6. During the 1980 Olympics, an American athlete named Eric Heiden took all 5 gold medals for men's speed skating. In the first 4 events, Heiden set new Olympic speed records: 38.03 seconds for the 500-meter race, 1 minute 15.18 seconds for the 1,000-meter, 1 minute 55.44 seconds for the 1,500-meter, and 7 minutes 2.29 seconds for the 5,000-meter. In the final event, the 10,000-meter race, Heiden not only broke the Olympic record, but also set a new all-time world speed record of 14 minutes 28.13 seconds. As amazing as these victories were, they came as no surprise to those who had followed Eric Heiden through the years. Heiden had been winning every time he competed in an amateur race. He was recognized as the greatest men's speed skater who had ever lived. Now, you may think that such knowledge would demoralize and deflate skaters who had to compete against Heiden. After all, what was the point of entering a race when you knew in advance you had no chance whatsoever of beating the champion? Depressing, right? Just the opposite proved true. When Heiden won the 500-meter race, silver medal honors went to Evgeny Kulikov of the USSR, who turned in his personal fastest time ever for the 500-meter race. When Heiden won the 1,000-meter race, the runner-up was Gaetan Boucher of Canada, who clocked his personal fastest time ever for the 1,000-meter. And so it continued in every race. The silver and bronze medalists who lost to Heiden actually achieved greater personal speeds than ever before, simply because they were doing their best to be the equal of Eric Heiden. This phenomenon became known as the Heiden effect, which now is defined as achieving new personal victories by striving to equal a competitor one knows one can never be equal to or surpass.